Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here, and you're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, I get a chance to share a microphone with a great friend of ours. His name is Irvin Harris, and many times Irvin brings along Dr. Jacqueline Harris, his wonderful wife, as well. And when we started doing our radio shows at the very, very, very beginning, I knew that I wanted to shine a spotlight on great people doing great things in the home-based business arena, whether it's part-time or full-time or sometime. And I was speaking with Irvin, and the stars aligned where he said, wow, that would be really great for me to have a regular radio show as well. So we coordinated all that sort of stuff, and we've been talking about this stuff ever since and doing this for many, many, many years. Building Fortunes Radio is going to be on the air for almost 5 years. Well, it's almost 5 years now. It's going to be 5 years in December. And he was here right at the very beginning of almost the very beginning. So we love having Irvin Harris and then Dr. Jacqueline Harris on the radio show with us as well. They bring a very unique flavor. They're very successful outside of the home-based business industry. Dr. Jacqueline is not here right now, so if she was, she would tell you that she does a lot of things. She's a psychologist. She's a motivational speaker. She's an author. She does hypnotherapy now. She's a hypnotist. She does a whole bunch of cool stuff in addition to being a mom and now a grandma. So she does a whole bunch of cool stuff as well as the business that she's running in, as well as helping Irvin do the things that he does. So, Irvin, I have to muster up my best Dr. Jacqueline, my best Dr. Jacqueline accent. So here we go. It's hard to do because I keep smiling when I'm doing it. So I'm going to say, oh, this is Dr. Jacqueline. So thanks for being here. I'm a successful entrepreneur. I'm successful. I can't do it. But I do know what she always says. She says, one of the highlights of my day is doing the Building Fortunes radio show with you, Peter. We really, really, really enjoy it. And I know she would say that. Like, I'm not even just saying that. So I know she would say it. But anyway, so thanks for taking her place. We have a guest speaker here as well. But Irvin, so over to you. Tell our Building Fortunes listening audience a little bit about who Irvin Harris is. And by the way, how did I do on the Dr. Jacqueline thing?
You know, you did really good. And she definitely
sounded just like her. I know. Like, you would know, right? It sounded just like
her. You nailed it. But I know, she definitely likes doing the shows because she's been running the traditional business for many, many years. And, you know, all the responsibilities and the workers that work for her in the traditional business, you know, you have people that work for you. And, you know, one thing about starting a home-based business is you work for yourself. And you don't have any bosses other than yourself. You're your own boss. And you look for the best possible people you can to bring in to your business so you can help them be successful. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about that, but first let me get into introducing who I am so that people know my background. You did a great job in, you know, speaking of some of the things that Dr. Jacqueline does. My name is Irvin Harris. I am a entrepreneur, educator, former law enforcement investigative officer, and basketball coach. I've, you know, been very successful in all of those areas that I mentioned, as well as the success in the home-based business arena. And we're looking to help other people that are interested in building a business from home to be successful in their home business as well. And today, you know, Peter, we're just going to talk back and forth a bit about, you know, some of the benefits of getting started in home-based business, you know, specifically the one that I'm doing. But this information is information that's actually going to be able to help anyone that's doing any type of home-based business. You know, I would love nothing more than to have the audience to join Dr. Jacqueline and I, because we're always looking for good people, and we're looking to help people be successful in starting their own home-based business, and we're looking forward to working with them. But I also understand the importance of sharing some really great information. You know, like last week you talked about issues in reference to pensions in the state of Illinois, where the money's running out. And that is actually an issue that many people need to take under consideration, which is why having that option or plan B is a great idea for people to consider for retirement, so they can live a better life after working a number of years in corporate America, or in or for someone, not working for yourself, because doing something about your retirement is a great idea. You know, not really leaving it up to Social Security or even a pension plan. You stated, Peter, last week, it's not like it used to be. And that's one of the main reasons why we're talking to people about starting a home-based business or doing something more than what they're already doing, as well as even doing something different so they can take a little bit better control of their life in order to live a better life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the concept of a home-based business has been something we've been talking about in various forms for a really long time. And I guess the question relative to building a home-based business is, you know, what are some of the key determinants of building a home-based business? You know, you got the givens, I call them. The givens should be, as you know, you want to work with a company with great products. That should be a given. Aggressive compensation plan, you know, if you build it big, you deserve to make big money. If you're building it small, you'll make part-time income. You need to work with something that's, you know, has integrity. Those are all givens. One of the key elements that I have found, and one of the reasons why a lot of people continue to come back to us, is because we're here, we're stable, and we're good guys. Now, that might sound a little bit, you know, you're calling yourself a good guy. Most people that have worked with us before, that really work with us, you know, the ones that, you know, treat us like a drive-thru. You know, they buy from window number one, and they pick up their stuff from window number two, and they never see us again. They have no idea of who we really are and what we really do. It's the ones that kind of plug in with us, that learn some of the things we do, that really understand that, hey, we're probably one of the most secure things about their home-based business environment that they possibly can be in. So when you're working your home-based business and you're working with us as Building Fortunes affiliates like you have, it could be a really good combination. And who you connect with and who you work with is probably more important sometimes. Now, don't take this out of context, but it might even be more important than the product or the service or the compensation plan, because if you're working with the right people, they can really help you. If you're working with the wrong people, they can really hurt you. And if you're working with people that are going to be treating their business like a drive-through, they can't do anything for you. You're kind of like working completely on your own. So I said it. I'll let you complete my sentences.
Well, what I like about the things that you said, and, you know, you talk about working with us, you're absolutely right. You're talking about PM marketing. And it's very important for people to have those skills that are required to build a home-based business. And what I really like about the affiliate program that we are associated with in reference to working with you, you know, the detourgroup.com/iHarris, you know, is the affiliate website through PM Marketing, is because once any of my partners that I work with to help to build a home-based business, you know, a lot of companies out there, one of the first things that they want a new recruit, a new home business builder, a new network marketer, a new person that they enroll, whatever name that they are given when they come into the business, one of the first things that they ask them to do is to start a list of people. And they want you to write down your family and friends. They say, okay, who do you think out there would be interested in earning extra money? And who you think would be interested in starting a business? Well, with PM Marketing and also the site that I mentioned, the d2group.com/iHarris, you know, which you know, the listeners could go to that website, and you're going to tell them a little bit more about the services and the benefits of affiliating with PM Marketing and how to use the tools, which are the leads. But first, I'm going to talk a little bit about one of the suggestions that's always made when people start a business for you to, I like to use the term ping. That's a technical term. You know, when you enter in an address in the internet and you get a response back. Well, they want you to contact your family and friends about this new business that you're excited about. Well, you'll probably be able to enroll your mother. You may even be able to enroll your brother, sister, or whoever. And a lot of businesses out there are different. When you talk about the business that you have started or that you're interested in, it just may be, or the concept may just be focused on the business. I come from an angle that the business aspect is very important, but it's the products that really makes it happen. It's the products that are being sold to the customer that's real important. And when you're with a company that has excellent products that will save you money, that are of value, not only save you money, that are much more healthier than the products that you are using. And then on top of that, if your company has really great services like our company does, you know, for me, I know that whenever I introduce our company to customers, they are getting value. They're getting value for their dollar. And, you know, we don't compete against any other network marketing or multi-level marketing company out there, which is what I like. And the concept is an excellent concept because we're not just looking to recruit and sign people up. And one of the main things that I really like about it is I know that giving samples out can help companies grow. We don't have to buy packages and hand out samples. And I've always had been of the opinion that when you do that, you are spending your hard-earned money for a case of samples that you're just giving away. And I've always felt that one of the reasons why your sponsor wants you to purchase that big package and hand out samples continually is because they get a commission off you purchasing a case, which there's nothing wrong with the commission. I see nothing wrong with that. But that's also the cost of investing in a business. And if that's something that you want to do, and again, I'm not knocking it because there are people that have been very successful at doing that. But if you can actually start a business and not have to spend $100 on a starter pack, that's pretty low end. I mean, there's a lot of companies out there that are $200, $500 for a starter package for you to start a business. And again, the company I'm involved with is not like that. And one of the reasons why I like our concept is because I'm a customer. Everybody's a customer, but I just decided to share the concept with people because I know nobody can get hurt. And the products, there's value. There's a lot of value. And the company, man, they have so many promotions. Each and every month, there's always something that they are giving away to help the person that's building a business have, you know, some motivating factor to go ahead and offer the opportunity to not only customers, but to anyone that's looking to start and build a business from home. And what I mean by benefits is, you know, they have decreased membership costs. You know, like it only costs to get started with the affiliate group, the D2Group.com/iHearUs, which happens to be the business building tool that I use, that I would recommend to anyone that starts building or a business with me or working with me, that they consider that. But, you know, Peter, we could probably get into the details of the benefits of building the business and working with my organization or my company, but I really would like to talk about that detourgroup.com/iHearUs and how that will benefit anybody that's looking to get started the right way.
Absolutely. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take our commercial break and we'll be right back. You listen to Urban Harris and then Dr. Jacqueline Harris over here on Building Fortunes Radio.
Building Fortunes Radio creates the environment to spotlight your product and your opportunity. If you have something to sell or something you want to share with the world, you can do it here with Building Fortunes Radio. When you go to our site at buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll be able to check out today's featured host. Right now, you're listening to Dr. Jacqueline and Irvin Harris and Peter Mingles on their designated segment. Learn what's new and what's important in the home business world and beyond right here with Peter, Dr. Jacqueline, and Irvin Harris. You can also listen in on the Building Fortunes Radio archives. You'll be able to hear this again anytime from almost any device that can play an audio. Check us out on your mobile device, your tablet, or your computer. Just go to buildingfortunesradio.com and look for today's guest. You can even find us on iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend about today's show on Building Fortunes Radio. Now back to the show. Take it away, Peter.
And we are right back. Peter Mingles here with Irvin Harris, and we were talking about Building Fortunes and the Detour Group program and the idea of working with the right people building a business. All right, so Irvin, if you wanted me to cover, do you want me to cover the Detour Group thing right now?
You know, Peter, yes, and we never really seem to have enough time. I just can't believe how fast time goes. But yes, go ahead and cover it, and if anybody has any questions, if there's anyone listening, we can, you know, see if you know, have any questions that they'd like to ask about what we do.
Okay. So my background was, this is a little short story, but my background was in direct sales and direct sales management. And what that meant is that if I went through all the, you know, processes that I had to hire someone, I thought it was always my responsibility to create an environment for them to do well. You know, like if you come to work, you should have everything at work so you could do well, and I just have to train you. So that was my basic philosophy. So when we did this home-based business thing, I brought me with me, and my, you know, brought my head with me. So I said, you know, for our customers, we should probably provide that environment that everything that they need is there so they can succeed. And if they wanted to effectively build a business with tools and leads, they'd be able to do that with our Building Fortunes affiliate program. So we call it Building Fortunes. And the Detour Group started like this. It was kind of like a fun concept and a little bit of a story to tell. So if you've ever been kind of driving down the road and you needed to get someplace, imagine that all of a sudden as you're driving down the road and you need to get someplace, you see that, oh my gosh, sign that says Detour, you know, blinking lights, arrows in this general direction. Well, the first thing usually happens is you say to yourself, holy poop, or whatever it is that you say, like, oh no, I don't need this. So you have to change direction. Well, imagine as you started to change direction, you started to see some things you never saw before, some of the things you were looking for. Some of the things would be kind of cool. And you're like, well, this ain't that bad. And then all of a sudden, you wound up arriving at your final destination even sooner than you would have. So you found a shortcut, and you found better things, and then you were kind of happy. So that's why I call it the Detour Group. Lots of people, maybe when we call, so if we're doing a cold call, if we make a cold call, it might be a little bit like, oh, shoot, you know, I'm not really so sure. And then as people follow the path that we guide them down, oh, I didn't know this, I didn't know that. And then when they wind up where they wind up, it actually is a better place. So there was a great way for me to tell the Detour Group story. But realistically, what we have is a whole bunch of products and services that people need to be able to effectively build a home-based business with people like me, like the company owner, that gets a chance to explain it to you. And then I'm going to suggest it like this. So here we go. I'm going to put on my direct sales management hat all over again. I'd say to myself, well, wait a minute. If I create the environment for you to do well and then lead by example, you know, by showing you how to do it and have a whole bunch of other people do the same, and we're willing to train you and we have all these things available, doesn't that kind of take all the excuses away for failure or poor performance? And the answer is, yeah, it kind of does. So if I can learn it and I can teach it to other people, then somebody else could do it for you. So there's no reason why you can't learn it if you wanted to. Then there was the barrier of entry. You know, so some people are going to start to think, you know, how much does this cost? Well, we give our Building Fortunes affiliate program away for free. And the first product that we have that somebody might want to buy and try is $1. So I took all of those excuses away as well. How much does it cost to join? Nothing. How much does it cost to get started if I wanted to buy a product? Only $1. So what else might be the reason why somebody wouldn't want to do it? Well, the only reason would be is they wouldn't want to do it. So if you're looking to make some extra money and work from home and work with cool people and work with a company owner and people like Irvin Harris and Dr. Jacqueline that are working, and then tie that in with a good network marketing or home-based business company or internet marketing company or affiliate program, then the Detour Group is everything that you should be looking for. So back to you.
So theoretically, it's really not just my business. I mean, I would love nothing more than all of my people to be using the affiliate site. But you open this up to anybody that if they decide they don't want to work with me, which, you know, I would love to have anybody and everybody work with me and me helping them be successful. But this is something that they can actually use for any business that they're building out there, correct?
Correct. Yep, absolutely, okay. Positively.
Well, you know, at this point, I know there might be some questions.
Which was
that,
another,
you know, yeah, some of the
which was another
have.
Thing. Yeah, so which was another thing, and I'm glad you brought that up. You know, when I was in the vacuum cleaner business, that's where I grew up in direct sales and direct sales management, there were lots of people that kind of liked who I was and they liked my energy and they liked a lot of things about the things that we do. And they, if they bought from me or talked to me and stuff like that, they would usually come away with the idea of, well, nice guy, you know, swan, if you will, smart, work hard, ambitious, and nice. But they would never do my business. Like most people, probably even the ones listening in right now, if I were talking about, oh, and by the way, we're going to start selling vacuum cleaners, you know, commission only door to door, that kind of a thing, most people would probably say, nah, I think I'll pass. So the reason why we did the Detour Group is because, oh, shoot, I'd be losing a lot of those people if I didn't have a way to be able to continue working with them. So you hit it on the head when you said even if they're not working with you in your primary business, they could still work with you, and they could still work with us, and then overlap where it would be probably appropriate. But the reality is they could still work with us as well. So I'm glad you brought up that point. So back to you.
Oh, okay. Well, we can go ahead and open it up and see if anyone has any questions.
We do.
None.
So I think we have one listener that was raising his hand one way or another. I don't know if he's still available. I know he was driving. And I think that was Leroy. So, Leroy, you are wide open if you have any questions on anything. Leroy was driving. We can hear you perfectly. Thank you.
All right. Well, yeah, I pulled over. I'm looking at the lake at this point. I love water. It's all about the vacation and getting out of Dodge so you can free your mind. I just want to know a couple things, and that would one would be how often do you run across, well, I make enough money, thanks. Another one was the poverty mind virus, and the last one would be someday syndrome. What do you do with that?
So the first one was I make enough money. What was the other one?
Poverty mind virus is what I call it.
Okay. So somebody who said
and the last one is someday syndrome.
So, what was the last one?
Someday syndrome.
Got it.
Was
all
that
right,
someday
so
syndrome? Go ahead, Peter.
Someday, meaning like, you know,
yeah,
forever, maybe somebody that doesn't know how to say yes, somebody that doesn't have to say no.
Right.
So they
right.
kind of string you along. Well, let me share with you.
Right.
I'll take the first one. The people that say they make a ton of money. So money isn't the only reason why people do home-based businesses. Many times it could be because of the products that you guys have as well. So anybody that says I make a lot of money, I usually say to them, you know, I used to think that way too. And I used to also, when I was in my early 20s and early 30s, thought that way too, that I was kind of bulletproof. But then I would, when something happened to me, that which is a story I'll just relate right now that I would relate to them, and then say what I'm going to say next. I came down with shingles. And shingles for most people is a viral infection that goes around their ribs. I was exceptional. I had it around my head. And on my head, it's a viral infection that goes, like, went across the top of my head and gave me such horrible pain. Popping Vicodins like I was chewing bubble gum wasn't helping. And I was totally debilitated. Like, I couldn't think straight. I couldn't think of anything except for the amount of pain that was in. And that was the very first time in my life I couldn't perform. And I remember laying on the couch, and I called the doctor, and I said, these things aren't working. I'm taking them like I'm taking popcorn. And he says, well, you got to come in for a morphine drip. And I said, oh, I'm not going to do that. And I was a little bit on the afraid side. And that was the first time I realized that I was not bulletproof, meaning like, oh, my God, if this was forever, what would happen to me? So when I was taken out of the equation, I realized that, guess what? That whole I was making a ton of money thing goes away. That goes away when I can't perform. So the question for you, Mr. Whoever just said you're making a ton of money, I said, can you list 10 things quickly that could happen in your world that could take you out of your performance situation you're in right now? List 10 real quick. And if you're sharp, you'll be able to. And he would say, the same thing happened to me, same thing happened to a spouse, same thing happened to a kid, same thing happened to a loved one. Could be a car accident, could be a downsizing, could be whatever. I'm like, oh, geez, there you go. You're already at 7 or 8. You can think of 10 quick scenarios where you're putting yourself in jeopardy by thinking that you're bulletproof. And at that point, that's usually when they get a little real, and they say, you're exactly right. I say, if I could show you a way that you could work part-time to maybe eliminate that, you know, and who knows, the Detour Group, remember? The Detour, who knows where we wind up? Would you be interested in learning more? And you can have a lot of nice conversations by just getting their attention in that general direction. So, Urban, over to you. And by the way, if we go over, it's okay, we can go over.
Okay, great. We're probably going to have to. I have a really, really right-to-the-point answer about that question. And my to-the-point answer to that question would be, well, first, it depends upon the tools that you're using when you're building your business. Now, I know with PM Marketing and all the tools back in the lead management system and the training, if your company has a survey that you use, that survey can actually pre-qualify that individual as either, are they going to be a good customer, or is that person going to be a really good business builder? So you can pre-qualify that person by having them take the survey, and you know exactly how to approach them or exactly what to say to that individual. Now, when somebody usually says to a person that's prospecting them for a business opportunity, and they come back with an answer, I'm already make enough money, you may have said too much to them to actually get them to make that statement. So it's all about the training, and it's all about the use of the tools. And, you know, again, I'm not saying that the person that's looking to earn extra money did something wrong. I'm just stating that there are some pre-qualifiers, and with the detourgroup.com/iHearUs and joining up with PM Marketing and getting your lead management system, contact manager, taking advantage of the training, everything that's been accumulated there throughout the years, as well as working directly with your sponsor or the person that brought you into the company that helps you to handle all those objections. Because what those are objections. And typically, they're usually fired at you because the person is, you know, a word that I hate is skeptical. I just hate that word, skeptical. Never, ever will like it, you know, because I really feel people should get the information so they can make an informed decision. And usually, if you have the tools, if you know exactly what to say, if you can pre-qualify that person, you know, Peter, it reminds me of a show that we did about the bus. You know, when you're driving the bus and, you know, you need to know who to let on the bus. And, you know, I think I might have made a statement about the back door of the bus and, you know, people accidentally falling off. But you just need to know and who you want to work with. And that's one thing I like about home-based business. You can pick and choose those people that you can work with. You can work with them or, you know, I like to find out up front. And if there was a magic way of really finding out, I don't know, you might have that answer, Peter, of finding out right away, is that the type of person that I want to work with in my business? I mean, sometimes people can string you along, and, I mean, it'd be nice to find out right up front, but typically if a person makes that statement, maybe they need to be pre-qualified. Does that make sense to you, Peter?
Good. Yep, absolutely. And then I find... I find a lot of people guilty, if you will, of potentially doing well in my business no matter what. So I, meaning like everybody doing my business, they're guilty of doing my business. They just don't know it yet. And that's realistically true because everybody knows somebody, and especially in this economy, in this day and age, especially with health, people's situations change. Everybody could be in my business and they would be, I think. So remember, a business like mine. So imagine there was a Peter Mingles over there and an Irvin Harris over there. They need the Irvin Harris. They need the Peter Mingles. They need the Leroys of the world. So if they have them over there and they're doing that sort of stuff, that's fine. So at least they have that in their life. If they don't have that in their life, they need it. That's my belief system because I think everybody could benefit by being involved in home-based business, regardless of their income.
Yes.
Now, what was the second question?
Oh, okay. Poverty mind virus, you know, such as, oh, well, I don't want to lose my welfare. You know, then this is after definitely qualifying. I have a way. What would you do if you could live a life you would absolutely love living? Then, you know, I'll form them, you know, find out about family, find about their occupation, their recreation. Then I delay giving them the message, which is helping them understand what's out there available that actually pairs with exactly what they said. And when I get that far with the person, oh, well, I got to go talk to my wife. And, you know,
okay.
Well, she's not going to do anything because she don't want to lose the stamps, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Actually, I answered that question already. The second question I answered, because if you have a introduction survey, you would actually be able to find out if that's a person that you should be talking to, and you would typically know right away because they would qualify mm-hmm. themselves or disqualify themselves. And if you're presenting the opportunity to a person, you should never present to one person unless their wife is there. I mean, I will not show anyone anything unless I have both decision makers right there, because you'd be setting yourself up for wasting your time. But if you pre-qualify first before even showing the business, then that right there would solve a lot of issues, because you could walk away before even sitting down and spending the time, because you're excited about the business that you're building, because you know it's a great opportunity, which is why you decided to do it. You did all your research, and now it's all about the pre-qualification. And I know that the business that I'm involved in, everybody can benefit from this as long as they have skin, hair, and teeth. You know, they can benefit. and breathing, you know. Now, the third question, what was it?
Someday syndrome.
Well, what syndrome?
Someday syndrome.
Oh.
Where,
oh,
you know,
oh,
like,
okay.
Like Peter said, you know, it's a delayed maybe, where it's really a no. They just don't know how or want to say no. They're just being, in their form or version, politically correct.
So that can actually happen. That can actually happen after even pre-qualifying them. You know, and the someday syndrome means that even though you've provided the person with all of the information, details, and everything that they need to make a informed, educated decision, and even though you presented to them that the product that you have has value, and they say someday, there could be some other underlying issue for the reason why they said someday. So what you normally do to the someday-ers is you say, great, and you ask them if it's okay, if you can contact them back 30 days, 60 days, 6 months, and let them know how you're doing in your business, and maybe then they could give you their opinion, or maybe then they might be interested in listening at that point. So you just have to go ahead and move on. You probably don't want to take them off your list or forget about them, but just contact them back at a later date. Ask them, is it okay? If you ask people that, most people will say yes. And you just mark it down and contact them back at a later date. I mean, that's even if you're using the PM marketing, or if you have a system to where you're sending introductions out on yourself. You know, people want to know who they're doing business with. They want to know who you are, and they can find out who we are just by listening to our shows, right, Peter?
That's true.
We tell them, you know, we've been doing this for years, and they can check the archives. They can find out about us. They can see that we're good people, that we are looking to help many others. And one of the reasons why I love my affiliate site is because I know what's in the back office. I know what's there to help you to use a tool like Icebreakers, what to say. You train, you practice, you become a student of the business. And when you become a student of the business and you're always learning, just like a sponge, you soak the really good information up, and you know exactly what to say, and you know exactly what to do. But for the most part, you know, your questions 1, 2, and 3 probably could be answered just by pre-qualifying that person, you know, because it's always best to do that before you even get into talking about your business and your opportunity and what you have to offer. Because if you pre-qualify and that's the person that you, you know, need to present to, want to talk to, then they're going to be able to make a more informed decision upon if the business opportunity that you have is the right opportunity for them. And if it happens to not be the right opportunity for them to do it as a business, guess what? That person may very well become an excellent customer. Because if you have something of value, if you have something of benefit like we do, that's going to help and enhance the lives of anybody that decides that they want to shop with your company, then there you go. You got that customer, and you're providing value, and they're going to save and do a lot of the great things that customers do when they walk into the right store or decide to purchase from the right company. And all I know is with PM marketing, if you're looking to purchase leads, if you're looking to get free tools and use them and implement them, they're going to help you to become a better marketer. And, you know, I'll just say that because it's true. Want to add anything, Peter?
No, you did a great job. So my direct sales kicks in when I deal with the forever maybes. A forever maybe is somebody who can never say yes and they can never say no. So because I am a forever maybe in certain aspects, so I'll have to explain. The forever maybes, the ones who can never say yes and never say no, will kill you in the industry because they won't say no, but they won't say yes. And they kind of they take up space in your mind, and they take up some space in your thought processes, and they give you a little bit of hope. So you usually know you're dealing with a forever maybe if you're asking them to make a decision somewhere along the line. Like the worst thing in the world that I learned when I was in sales. Now, some people say this isn't like sales. Some people say this is like sales. It doesn't matter. If you're talking to somebody and you're asking them to make a decision, it has something to do with sales, right? So one way or another, you're asking them to get started, or they're selling you on why they won't. So somewhere along the line, I'm looking for how this person makes decisions. And when I run across somebody I think is probably going to be a forever maybe, I kind of explain it to them. So one of the things that I've learned is early on is I might ask, how do you make decisions like this? How do you make decisions like this? You're talking about, you know, risk versus reward. You're talking about time. You're talking about all those types of things. Have you ever made a decision like this before, and how do you make decisions? And they usually tell you, well, I usually sleep on it. I pray on it. I have to ask my 87 grandkids and even the kids that aren't born yet, you know, a little bit about that. So when you're dealing with something like that, I usually say, listen, we have a therapy class for that. So part of our training is we can fix that. And if they giggle and they laugh, yeah, I have a hard time making the decision. I say, good, so can we fix that at least here? Like, if I showed you, so here's the close, right? If I showed you why you should do this, would you? And would you, like really would you, would there be no more excuses? And I can cover some of this stuff with you, Mrs. Jones or Freddie or whatever your name is. But can I cover this? So I kind of hit it hard, if you will, in a playful way. Whereas what I find is they're just afraid sometimes to make a decision, and they've lived their life that way, and it serves them very well because they never say yes and they never say no, but they never do anything either. So I said, can we fix that? So can we fix that? Like, I don't need to fix it in your whole world. Can we fix that with your decision here? Now, by the way, I got to share with you. Do you really think I'd ever be able to say that on my very first day in sales? The answer is no. There was lots of times I said to myself, I don't know if I could ever say anything like that. And the answer is, that's what I thought too. But then as I learned the words and the confidence and everything else like that, I got a little bit better. So the forever maybes will kill you. They are like really bad. That's like, I'm going to use Irvin. It's like drinking bleach. It's like, it's going to kill you. So you can't be dealing with those forever maybes.
Oh, man.
Either get them started or cross them off your list.
Peter, it's actually all about the truth, man. That's what it's all about. If you have something that's true, this quality, this good, that will benefit anyone and everybody, and even somebody that's looking to build a business and they're looking for the tools to build a business, and the truth is they're going to get the best training from your company. And if they're looking to live a better life, healthier life, save money, make their home safer for them and their family, get something of value, then they're going to want to not only be a customer of my company, but why not build a business? You know, it's all the other fake stuff out there, all the other, again, I don't want to put anybody else's company down, but the bottom line is when you can benefit and you get value, use the right tools, you pick the right company, you do all the right things, you're true to yourself, you're going to be successful. Mm-hmm. How can you lose?
Makes sense to me.
We
are well into overtime. So, Leroy, one more question or comment if you have one.
Oh, I just had one more comment. I'll do it quick. You know, the forever maybes. I wanted to throw it at you guys because of your success and where I used to be, and not right now, but I headed back. And the forever maybes, I did learn from Sella has a 21-day sales challenge. And that definitely qualify. I'm like, interview them, basically. If they want to know something, well, you know, I know, but before I blah, 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 waste your time, tell me more about you and your business and what's going on with your marketing, blah, blah. So, yeah, I'm taking the notes. I'll let that mingle in my head until I accommodate it. And, yes, we, you know, main thing about what we're doing is people need to understand that we are in a global economy, and it'd be awesome if they had something going on with the effort of others that they benefited from, just like J. Paul Getty said, 1%. That's it.
Cool. Well, guess what? We are done. We're in overtime, and we will catch you guys next week on Building Fortunes Radio. You want to go to thedetourgroup.com/iHarris. So if you want to work with cool people like us that may have the ability to sling a couple of sentences together and be able to help you effectively build a business, that might be enough reason for someone to want to get started. And this is the stuff that we do every day, and we find great pleasure in helping people without being mean. You know, there's a way to say, come on, man, make a decision, and there's a way to be a jerk about it. So we do all these things without being mean because we like people. So we want to help them make those types of decisions. So on that note, I hope we're going to be able to have Dr. Jacqueline on one of our radio shows sometime soon because I know she's busy doing all her own things. And, Urban, we're going to catch you guys next time. Thanks, everybody. Bye for now.
Thanks, Peter. Bye-bye. Appreciate everything.
See you later.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.